Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 60 people now dead, confirmed that way after a massive earthquake struck southern Mexico. Reuters' Lucy Fielder is following the story.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. People ran outside in their pajamas and shaken tourists were driven from their beds. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents. At the international airport, cracked floors, swaying monitors and broken windows. The quake's epicenter was in the Pacific Ocean, just off the town of Pijijiapan. More aftershocks are likely, President Enrique Peña Nieto said, but despite earlier fears, the tsunami risk is not great.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Hurricane Irma has made landfall along Cuba's northern coast on its way to the U.S. state of Florida after having left at least 22 people dead in the Caribbean. President Trump spoke about plans to help the people in Irma's path.
Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people. We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds, 250 kilometers per hour, following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path, Barbuda virtually uninhabitable after Irma. Meanwhile, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar that while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must get through. That violence began when a group of Rohingya insurgents carried out attacks in an effort to protect their ethnic minority from persecution. Clashes have left at least 400 people dead and triggered the latest exodus of Rohingya to Bangladesh. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been criticized over her response to the violence.
This is one of the biggest challenges that we've had to face, because you know that the situation in the Rakhine has been difficult for many decades. And in fact, it goes right back to pre-colonial times. And I think it's a little unreasonable to expect us to resolve everything in 18 months. As you know, that we have all been in the administration only 18 months. We're trying to progress as quickly as possible on the development front.
Human rights advocates are urging the government of Myanmar to stop the violence. United States formally requesting a vote of the UN Security Council on Monday, a draft resolution to establish new sanctions against North Korea because of its nuclear and missile programs. Meantime, the European Union backing economic pressure on Pyongyang. Federica Mogherini is High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy.
All this pressure, both in terms of UN sanctions implementation and in terms of EU autonomous sanctions, is aimed at opening channels for diplomatic dialogue that at the moment are not present.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis, other Trump administration officials have said multiple times that diplomacy is alive, even though military action against North Korea is a possibility. Pope Francis brought together thousands of victims of Colombia's half-century-long conflict with leftist rebels, presiding over a prayer for reconciliation in hopes of solidifying the country's peace process. Indonesia, Malaysia reminding foreigners of their claims in the crowded and contested South China Sea by destroying foreign boats that take fish from waters near their coastlines. Boat operators from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines often slip into waters of the Malaysian north coast of Borneo. In Indonesia, where vessels from the same countries as well as Malaysia come close to shore, authorities have destroyed 317 fishing boats since 2014. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Hey, had a tough week? Need to relax or recharge? Well, today, for these next 55 minutes, let me take control. You sit back and unwind, and let me do all the work. I've got a perfect elixir of African songs and features that should pop you right back into shape. I'm especially excited to bring you two interviews from East and West Africa. From Nairobi, we'll meet the girl group band Becca, and from Accra, singer-songwriter Ellie. So stick with me and refresh. Here's Freddie Masamba with Nkembo.
Kibabashe. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, hey, everybody. Time to get happy. This is breakout Tanzanian star Darasa with Muziki and featuring Ben Pol.
Tama pembe ongeze mkia na ukini bip tunakupigia. Let me make one thing clear. Bra 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 staki kusikia. So simba so chui so mama. Kuzi yangu inatosha kujigamba. Na sina maneno kwenye kanga. Kazi juu ya kazi ya ni bamba tu bamba. Sa unaweza kusaki sasa. Sisi ya nafegi uchome kibanda. Kalale wote ndoto zako za kitanda. Sibado tuko macho mida ya wanga. Funga mkanda kaza na kamba. Ama ufata yayo uchane msamba. Masuwa miamba, masuwa anga. Tunasemaga chambua kama karanga. Maisha na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Ukiwa sub, kiwa hap, kiwa juu, kiwa chini. Piga muziki. Safari na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Kimba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza, cheza muziki.
Bambata, shika, kamata. Rumba, chakata. Kaboka mchizi, shadata, shadata.
Nataka kukimbia na una break. What do you expect? Bongo, kongo kwa tabu beki. Cheza lokasa ya mbongo, wezi kumeki. Watch yourself, sije ukaji confuse. Mzu kwa kuruka rege kwenye bluesi. Una mchuzi, no excuse. Maisha yetu kila siku kama vile movie. Vitu vingine vitakagi ujuwaji. Kajikuta unatandikia watu jamvi. Kusubiria embe chini ya mnazi. Kumwelewesha chizi, utajipa kazi. Funga mkanda, kaza na kamba. Ama ufate nyayo uchane msamba. Masuwa miamba, masuwa anga. Tunasemaga chambua kama karanga. Misha na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Ukiwa sub, kiwa hap, kiwa juu, kiwa chini. Piga muziki. Safari na muziki. Acha maneno weka muziki. Imba unachopenda na ukitaka kucheza, cheza muziki. Wanatamani tupotee kwenye map. Tunapeleka game to the top top. I thought I told ya that we don't stop. Don't stop, we don't stop. Wanatamani tupotee kwenye map. Tunapeleka game to the top top.
This is Heather, and that was Darasa with Muziki, a current banger all over East Africa. You go, Darasa.
Hi, dude. My name is a great African musician from Mali. You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Here's Samba Jallo from Mali with 100% Wasulun.
Was a little one of you.
In Africa, the best African music guaranteed.
Hello, Africa. Next up, music from Malawi. Here's Chiwanda by Ali C and featuring Netman.
Yose Pandibo. Ah. Baba Ali C.
Baba Ali C.
Mape wangu sanate de la oyu.
Madam, Munago, Mola, Mili, Madam, Nanganinga.
changa chindi chiwanda.
By Ali C. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now it's time to crank up the volume and rock out. This is the Tuareg rock band Kel Asuf with Europe, the heaviest of heavy metal tracks from their 2016 album, Tikkunen. was the Tuareg rock band Kel Asuf.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Next, Ellie, Quicksand. That's his hit song. In fact, that song woke me up from my sleep last night. I mean, the song was literally in my head, and it woke me straight up. It was so loud and beautiful. I can't believe it. Anyway, Eugene Salor-Mawusu reports.
Hello, world. Welcome to Accra, Ghana. Today, we will have a brief chat with a young Ghanaian musician called Ellie. He will tell us about his music career and one of his singles, titled Quicksand, featuring EL and Kojo Q. Let's meet Edward Aikwe, a.k.a. Ellie.
What's up? Good afternoon, sir. Nice to meet you.
I am very good.
Who is Ellie?
Who is Ellie? Ellie is a singer, songwriter, composer, healer, and a voice from the Volta.
How did you get into music? Can you take us through that journey, how you started?
This is my gift. There's nothing else I was put on the world to do but music, you know, just to preach the good gospel of love and peace and joy, you know, in abundance. About my career, it really started from my parents, who took me to the choir just so that, you know, you didn't have to come back and watch cartoons all the time. So for 7 years, I was in the choir, you know, sang Ghana Police Church Choir 37 in Accra here, you know, and went to the boarding house, sang in the a cappella groups, came out of school, and at some point I just told myself, look, this is my gift. This is all I know how to do in the world. People want to be engineers. They want to be whatever, you know. This is what I want to do.
I always had issues with the way I felt about myself. Low confidence, low self-esteem. Whose is it to make me feel right? To make me feel right. Whose is it to make me feel right? Yeah. Tell me, say I'm on the right path.
What type of music do you do?
You know, this is a tough question. I do music that seeks to change hearts and minds. There are so many types of music. People say it is this, it is that. You know, when I tell you it's Pepsodent, it cleans your teeth. My music seeks to change hearts and minds.
Love you, love you, love you, every moment of your time here. Love you, love you, love you, every moment of your time here.
You have a song called Quicksand. What actually went into its production and what inspired that song, Quicksand, featuring EL and Kojo Q?
Quicksand, you know, I wrote that song in a very traumatic state. The song appeals to people in a way that even I don't really understand. Because, you know, when I wrote that song, I remember I was sitting on the floor, I had my pen and paper, and the words just came to me out of my pain, my suffering. Because then I just left home, I was living with my guitarist, singing day and night. You know, for a period that was, it was nice, you know, freedom, you know. But it's like after your independence now, they are not backing you financially anymore. So it's like now, Charlie. For me, music is a moment encounter with God. So I met God. We negotiated the terms, gave me the lyrics, gave me the melody, singing like this, like that. I had that raw material. I worked with my guitarist, Ibrahim Kone, you know, really amazing guy. He's done so much good for my life, you know. I worked with him on this, and I sent the song to Kojo Q, who I'd already done a song with us at that time. It was amazing. I sent Kojo the audio note. He played it to EL, and the immediate response was like, yo, he said record the song and send it now, you know. So I went to the studio. I work with GMK, who I still work with up to date now. It's not anything complicated. It's very a simple beat. It just tells you, look, simplicity still works, you know, in the world today.
She said, well, come be my mister, be my miss. Her lips will whisper, then I would kiss her. Oh, the taste of sweet elixir, so sweet. Then I would pick her up, jisms and shivers, yeah, girl. Forget our pain, plagues, troubles, all our affliction, get that. I'm sinking deeper, 3 feet below, above knees. I love to fight it, knowing it will overcome me. I still struggle, that's when my ruin began. She is my prison, and this is my quicksand.
Quicksand, yeah. Love could pull me out. Quicksand, I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love could pull me out. Quicksand. Success is a trip, I know that well, but I know Pac well. So now the music got me going places, and still I'm so stuck. Hell, those long nights in Bantama got us here. Now I start to fear we may even forget we're ever there. Dear fame, I really hate that I have to like you. Dear hits, I've lost myself in my quest to find you. I really need the love to pull me out, cause I'm sinking deeper, sipping liquor, drowning in the
quicksand, I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love come pull me out. Quicksand, I'm sinking deeper. Quicksand, love come pull me out.
Just when I know say I did die, I feel my hands pulling me out. Weeks and ten solid ground. Now my life gon' be better. Love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out. Quicksand. Love came to pull me out. Love came to pull me out.
You just heard Ellie, a promising music act from Ghana, for the Voice of America's Love Music Time in Africa show. My name is Eugene Salamoso in Accra, Ghana. Over to Dr. Heather Maswell in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Eugene. Next up, a brilliant new song in the Mande classic tradition, right after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Ayaye is the first single from a new album due out September 15th by three Malian giants known as Trio de Cali and the Kronos Quartet, an American string quartet. There's Awa Kasemadi on vocals. She's the daughter of legendary singer Kasemadi Jabate. Lasana Jabate is on balafon. And Mamadou Kouyaté, who's the son of the Ngoni maestro Basiku Kouyaté, he's on bass Ngoni.
Jina bang.
Beautiful people, it's music time. We just heard a Monday classic from Mali. And now, here's Pat Thomas with his own classic high life from Ghana, Jaesu.
Jai so, Jesus, I'm a person, son of a man. Jesus, I'm a person, me so busy. Ah, Jaiso.
A song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Okay, now peeps, don't go anywhere yet because Bill O'Dea has a wonderful interview with the girl group from Nairobi, Band Becca. That's coming up soon, but first let's listen to Saida Karori. This is Orugambo, Rumors.
Oh,
Rumors. Hello, everyone. This is Heather, and that was Saidu Karori from Tanzania. Now it's time to meet Band Becca. Bill Odidi brings us this story. Hello.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, and thanks Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi reporting for Music Time in Africa, and today we're meeting the Kenyan girl group Band Becca. Voices of Band Becca from Kenya, and that's their first single. It's called Toka, which they'll talk about in just a moment. But first, just who is Band Becca and what does that name mean?
Well, Band Becca is your favorite girl band. We're two girls. So Becky and Carol. Be for Becky, then Ka for Carol.
And band is because we do live music mostly. So yeah, so it makes sense, Band Becca.
Basically, the song is a woman empowerment song. So if you're in a relationship that you're not comfortable in, just leave. Or tell the guy or your friend or whatever. Leave, talk her.
Band Becca has released four singles so far, which is a mix of dance tracks and some sweet R&B ballads, which have earned positive reviews and have even gotten them on a top television show in Africa. The next one we're going to play is called Brade, which is the Kenyan street slang for brother. And here are the ladies talking about the song.
For Brade, it was just that vibe we're thinking when, you know, when you're out with your friends and you just went to hang out with your girls, and then this guy, you know, this guy is just come to you and then you're not even feeling that vibe. So brother man, please give him a space. So, yeah, so it was just a vibe we're feeling. Yeah, and then brother is like, you know, it's a Kenyan slang, you know, brother, like brah, just leave me.
If you just want to have some fun, let me just have some fun, you know. Sometime either it's going to be with you, so let me just have a good time with my girls. Yeah.
All the ladies in the house, yeah, wanna have some fun. Hey, hey, tell them boys to shush. Please don't disturb.
Brother man, I'm not in the mood. Keep your distance. That's Brother by Band Becca. That's a real club anthem from Becky and Carol, the two Kenyan singers. They've known each other for 3 years. So what next for the group?
3 years is since we've known each other. We weren't at a band at that point. We're just Becky and Carol. We became Becca September last year. Yeah, we've been in this industry for, I think, yeah, for that long. And so far it's been good because we've really, really worked on our craft. We keep learning things. It's possible for other upcoming artists like us to just get such a platform. You know, if you work hard and you get the right team to push you to do this and this, you can get here.
Thank you. very nice. The voices of two young Kenyan female singers known as Band Becca. They sound like they have a very promising future. And I'm delighted to introduce the group to you on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bilo Didi, and I hand you right back to Heather Maxwell. Speak to you again from Nairobi very soon.
Thank you, Bill. We look forward to it. Well, we've got time for just one more song today, peeps. This is Leila Gobi with a track from her upcoming sophomore album scheduled for release October 6th. Check tune by Leila Gobi. It's time to sign off. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Ellie and Band Becca for being on the show, and also to Eugene Solomowusu and Bill Odidi for bringing us those wonderful reports from Ghana and Kenya. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC, and we're on shortwave Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 09, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. You know, you can also always reach us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, people, stay blessed. Love ya.